So I'll make excuses for them in my head, like, okay, maybe he's not texting me every day because he's busy, or maybe he wants to reach out, maybe he's going through something right now. Oh. But then it took me experiencing somebody that actively did those things without me asking for me to realize that if he wanted to, he would. Like, literally.
See, let me tell you, knack will change people.
Oh my God.
It will change lives.
Say it louder for people at the back. Nobody should tell you what you should look like, especially a man.
Why is it their mom?
What my donut of a guest is saying is that you should beware of, we don't really say beware of dogs, he say beware of women. I'm here to tell you that beware of men.
Hi faves, welcome to another episode of Love and Lost in Lagos. Finally, you get to see our faces, and today I have a friend with me, a very gorgeous friend, a friend that is feeling herself a little bit too much. Do you want to introduce yourself?
No, I want you to introduce me.
I'm just going to say your name. You have to let the people know who you are.
No, I like to keep it mysterious.
I don't get it. What I see when I say it, you know, in every episode, you guys, I always say that my friends are not normal. This is not why I brought you here today.
Just introduce guys, me. Come on.
This is Azomta, aka Zomi. So Zomi, do you want to introduce yourself properly? What do you do? You know.
Okay, hi guys. My name is Azomta, and I am a brand executive. I do PR for some brands, and I'm here, Love and Lust in Lagos with Plumes. P-Money.
I'm screaming. You just had to say that P-Money.
Definitely.
You had to bring it here.
Let your people know to that embarrass you have funds. Me. Let them know that
I don't
money
have funds, but I have funds in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Anyway, so this your spec, your high spec is almost bigger than your head, but I love it. I'm here for, is that Gucci?
Yes, Gucci.
Is it Gucci
come
or Gucci?
No, it's Gucci.
Are you
Gucci.
Sure? Are you sure? No, wahala. So welcome. Thank you for coming. So today, as usual, it's called Love and Lust in Lagos for a reason. Speaking of specs, by the way, today's topic is, are you your spec? Basically, you are going to be dissecting how to know when someone is into you versus when they are not. And just if, you know, you guys are compatible, all of that stuff. So when you hear, actually, no, let me ask, because we're having a conversation before we started recording.
Uh-huh.
What is your ideal spec?
Huh. What is my spec?
Across all borders, physical, like financial, anything.
Okay. Let me answer that question. But first of all, let me take off my spec.
Scream.
So yeah. My ideal spec, my ideal kind of guy is tall, obviously.
Okay.
I'm not that tall. I won't say I'm short.
Valid.
But I'm not that tall. Yeah, tall. I used to think I like dark-skinned guys, but I'm attracted to light-skinned guys as well.
So, okay, so that means you don't have like a complexion spec.
I don't have
spec.
Like a complexion spec. I don't like skinny guys, so you have to be big.
When you say big, like buff or like
buff, not chubby. You have to be buff. I like soft guys, cool guys, guys that don't talk too much and are not everywhere.
What do you mean by everywhere? Like,
you know, there are some guys that like, oh, I was at this place, I was at that place, I was at that place, I know these people. You know, there are some guys that,
they
know everybody.
Yeah.
Woman, rinkering, they used to work a lot. So, yes.
I'm sorry, was that Yoruba that you just spoke?
Please. I've stayed in Lagos for the longest.
It's fine, I'll excuse it.
So, yes, I don't like guys that are everywhere. I like guys that are chilled, calm, don't talk too much. Listeners, because I am a talker
too. Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, I like listeners. And you must have the, you know, the shmoney. Even if you don't have the money, you must have a vision. Like, you must be smart, forward-thinking.
Ambitious.
You must have, exactly. So that's just it. Like, wrapping up, that's just it.
That's your spec. I think we have similar, like, attributes that we look out for. Because that soft boy thing that you said, I like people that don't have, like, intense personalities.
Uh-huh.
I'm very, because me on my own, I can be a lot sometimes. Yeah. I choose when to be a lot and when not to be a lot. But typically, I'm attracted to people that have very, like, subtle personalities. I'm not saying you should not be charismatic and, like, confident, but you don't like stress.
Yeah,
like, you're not doing too much.
Never doing too much.
I always look out for that.
I like it.
And I like tall boys as well. I don't discriminate, but for the most part of my 23 years of life, I've dated mostly dark-skinned people. Maybe only like one light-skinned person. So I don't think I have a problem with it.
I don't have a preference.
You don't. Anything goes, as long as you're fine.
As long as you're fine. That's the most important thing.
Period. But so, the reason why I wanted us to have this conversation today about this whole spec thing, I saw a tweet. And this babe was talking about how, so there's this guy that she has been crushing on. And he's a spec, like, he checks all the boxes, like, he's fine, he has money, he's thoughtful, like, he takes care of the people around him from what she can see and all of that. But he doesn't seem to be into her. Like, he's not giving her the green light. He's not giving her the energy that she wants. But on the other hand, she has a guy friend that is not her spec. But that one has voiced that he likes her. Like, he's very much into her. Uh-huh. And he has started showing it. But she's now confused because she's like, if she goes for her guy friend, she's settling. And if she goes for the other guy, it would be as if she's the one chasing after him if he's not into her. But how do you know when somebody is into you? Like, what do you think some of the things are that people do to show that they're into you?
So, first of all, for that girl, I just feel like she shouldn't go for the guy that she likes, that is her spec. And she shouldn't still go for her best friend. Because, first of all, she's settling and for her best friend. And the other guy, he's settling for her if they eventually date. Because it's obvious that she's either not a spec or he doesn't like her the way she likes him. Because she could actually be his kind of babe. But maybe something about her doesn't just sit with him, or something about her doesn't just, or he doesn't even just see her in that dating space.
Yeah.
Yes. But what was the question again?
No, you were just giving your opinion on the matter. Like, I was saying that if she goes with the guy friend, it's almost as if she's settling. And if she goes for the other one, she'll be the one doing the chasing. Because if somebody has clearly shown that they're not into you, what's the point?
To be honest, you asked that, what are the signs to show if someone is into you? I feel like if you meet a person and you guys are in like your talking stage, to show if the person is into you, the person would naturally want to talk to you. Like, every time.
Yes.
Like, the person would always want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. There's no like, I'm calling you and I'm like, I can't talk right now, blah, blah, blah. Like, I was having a conversation with my colleague the other day, and she was like, she won't, if she likes someone and the person calls her when she's busy, she won't chase off the person like, I can't talk to you right now, I'm very, very busy.
Yeah.
You say it in a very subtle way because it's someone that you like. You
actively want to talk to.
Yeah. So be like, I'm kind of busy right now. Or, kind of person I am, if I like you and I'm busy, I don't mind talking on the phone while I do
what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm that way as well.
So I feel like the person will give you a lot of time, a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. Yourself, you see it, that this person actually
likes
you. It's very obvious. I feel like if you are confused about how a person feels about you, then you should know that the person is not dying to you.
Yeah, that's a clear, like, no. I think people say take mixed signals as a no.
Yes.
And I won't lie, me, I used to be stubborn before. Even when people are giving me mixed signals, I'll make excuses for them in my head. Like, okay, maybe he's not texting me every day because he's busy. Or maybe he wants to reach out. Maybe he's going through something right now.
What's
with you? Same thing as well. Hmm. But then it took me experiencing somebody that actively did those things without me asking. Yeah. For me to realize that if he wanted to, he would. Like, please. Literally, if somebody wanted to show you that they are into you, they will.
What?
Unless they are just shit at communicating, which some people are.
Actually. But I feel like even if you are shitty at communicating, come on, someone you claim you like, someone you claim you're into.
Person should be an exception.
Yeah, to a certain level, you should be able to communicate. And the problem with communication is that, let me know beforehand that I am busy or I can't talk at the moment. That's the thing. And I feel like if a person actually likes you, if they are into you, they will let you know all these things. Like you said, if he would, he would. And if he doesn't want to, he will not.
Yeah, so you're saying, okay, the communication is important for them to know, like, for you to know rather that they're into you. They need to communicate. Is there anything else? That any gestures,
little things, those are gestures. Do like the tiniest of things, like, I got you this, I thought about you and I got you this. Oh my god, that it would be point blank clear. But wait till Lagos men, I thought about you and I got you this, and they're not
let's
into
go
you.
There, let's go there.
They will do. I bought you this and they're not into you, they will do. Because they have like a certain aim, they have like a certain target that they want to, like something they want to accomplish. Lagos men, fear them.
And I hate that thing, because this thing that you said here, if you're not into somebody and all you want to do is probably just sleep with them, that's okay. It's okay for you to be attracted to somebody and want to like be sexual with them, as long as it's consensual.
Yeah.
And you've communicated and they're fine with it, it's okay. But you see, why not just tell me straight up? And when you're talking to me, like, okay, I'm not ready for a relationship, but I like you, I'm vibing with you, yes, I'm attracted to you, and I would want to, you know, do A and B to you if you are down. And if I'm down, I'll say yes. But if you don't give me that opportunity and you're just leading me on and deceiving me and doing things that typically somebody that is really into me would do. Lagos men and deception, one and two. Twins. I don't know. Two twins. I don't know why they do it, but yeah, that's actually like crazy, but it's crazy common as well.
Yes, it's very, very common actually, because it now leaves you confused that what does this person actually want for me? Because you already think that, oh, this person actually likes me. Oh, he got me this. He was thinking about me and sent me flowers, that kind of thing. And the person has a wife and two grown kids at home. Which way? Like, which way? Because to be honest, they show you, is your spec, it's showing you everything, it's showing you, it's giving you attention, showing you love, buying you stuff and everything, but you end up finding out that something, okay, I think that one is just an entirely different case, just liars. You're just a liar, you're just a bad person, because make it make sense. What else do you want?
People are just very like, I don't know, people are selfish at the end of the day. I think that's what all these things, I always just say that at the end of the day, just keep in mind that people are always looking out for their own best interest in whatever situation. Everybody on this earth is selfish. Me, I'm of the opinion that God made everybody selfish.
Yes.
It's just up to you to either allow that dictate your behavior. Are you going to be like hurting other people
because of what you want?
Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's what I always feel. But now that we've identified some of the things that you think people should do when they're into you, do you have any personal experiences where maybe you've liked somebody, but they've not been into you from like their actions and you just had to take the L and just like...
I myself is people.
Nikini.
So, I've not really had an experience like that. I don't think so. I've not really... Okay, yes.
You have to have had. I brought you here for a reason. Don't come and lie.
I've had an experience where I was into a guy. It actually made the first move, funny enough. You know, Twitter, I'll tweet something, you respond to my tweet.
Oh, okay. Then
we grow a conversation from there, then we move to the DM. Then everything was going fine. So what made me think that it wasn't really into me was that because it's fine, it's like my spec and everything, I was feeling him. Because first of all, it didn't even come to my mind because I was like, can I even attract somebody like this? So I was like, I beg this one. I wasn't even thinking about you until you started responding to my tweets. And so what's up? Yeah. Then I was like, oh, this boy is fine, blah, blah, blah. Then we started talking, like, frequently. We're talking. Then I think I asked him that, oh, let's go somewhere. And he kept on moving it. Saturday will come and I'm like, oh, let's go to this place. Like, I'm kind of busy right now. Kinikokinikon, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. He will now suggest that, oh, let's plan something else. He'll bring a date. He'll bring an excuse. He'll be texting me like, we'll be texting, oh, what's up? Are we still on for Wednesday?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yes, we're still on. Let's say this is on Monday. On Tuesday, are we still on for Wednesday? Yes, we're still on. Wednesday, I can't make it today. Something came up. Okay. Then throughout that day, you are still texting me. But something came
that
up.
That is a confused human being.
Yeah. So it was obvious. That is a sign to know that he wasn't that into me. Probably he just wanted something particular. I was just looking for someone to talk to. At that point, maybe. And because of me, I liked him. Because it wasn't someone that I thought that I would even pay attention to me.
On why would anybody not pay attention?
No, you don't understand. Yes, I agree.
You're a spec.
I agree.
You are a spec, okay?
I agree, but it wasn't someone that came to my attention. Like, it was just in my rear view.
Okay, I think I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I've experienced that a couple of times, actually.
So you just kept moving, and I'm like, Kini, why are you moving this? If you don't want to see.
Yeah.
Don't see. If you want to keep on being text buddies, fine. I just ghosted him because I don't have time for that. You keep texting me. It was like he was looking for an emotional support.
No, okay.
But the kind of text, the kind of conversations we're having were far too deep for just that. Having conversations that relationship people should be having.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so...
So I think it wasn't even just a thing of him being confused. I think he was just trying to be smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think just there to keep you around just in case. By the way, guys, if you've not listened to our shelving episode, you should listen to it.
That episode, I knew the meaning of shelving because, to be honest, I never even heard of it.
People are wicked in this Lagos. So men are just wicked in general. Let me just say that. But yeah, have I ever been in a situation where, yes, actually, I have been into somebody that hasn't been into me. But I was involved with the person. I still got with the person. But, like, they never asked me out officially. And they were confusing me. Like, this life, sha. I remember clearly I used to talk to the person. We used to vibe. So, in my own head, I was like, obviously, this person must like me. If you are talking to me like this, if you are telling me this, you know, you're always wanting to see me and everything. I was feeling special. Do you get? Until I heard that the person slept with one of my friends during the same. But yeah, so I was just I've been in a situation like that, but he didn't even show that he wasn't not, which is similar to what you said. So I don't get it. People actually just confuse people.
I don't think it's that they're not into you. I just feel they're just wicked people.
Wickedness.
Because you can't say that, oh, I'm not into you, but you're texting me back and forth. We're obviously spec. You get, and it obviously like was into you and everything, but I don't even know what to call it. It's just wickedness.
Yeah, actually, just wickedness.
It's just deceitful.
Wickedness. But I mean, if you realize that you're not your spec, I think you should just take the L and move on. I don't think there's any like reason for you to be trying. You shouldn't convince somebody to want to be with you.
God forbid. Nobody should ever do that.
You really shouldn't convince somebody to want to be with you. Like, there are other people out there that would gladly...
They'll kiss your feet.
Happily, do you guess, they want to be with you and they will be your spec.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm of the opinion that low-key sometimes, you can't always get your spec spot on. I feel like even when you find your spec, they will have comma.
Yes, is it just one thing will be off. Like me now. I find my spec and he's light-skinned when I say I like dark-skinned guys. I know, like, I like... So, I have to, like... He's my spec, but I like dark-skinned guys, but I don't mind because he's light-skinned.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, one thing is always off.
So, he checks all the other boxes, but like, there's just one thing that...
But it's just complexion. So, what's that? I feel like it's only the littlest of things that we can actually, push away, like, oh, I don't mind.
Yeah.
But if it's something big, I don't think anybody will push it away, to be honest. Mm. If it's something big, like, he's not in the same... It's not... Like, okay, let's talk of marriage now. He's not in the same financial place that you... It's not even up to your financial stability. And as a lady, obviously, I feel like you're... I'm very traditional when it comes to things like this.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so I feel like, yes, your husband is supposed to be, like... Even if he's supposed to be able to provide.
Yeah, to an extent. That's
like the primary thing. Yeah, he's supposed to be able to. So, what if he's your spec and he's not now able to provide? What are you people doing?
Yeah, playing.
Exactly. What's the point?
You're having fun. But yeah, but I just thought of something. So, we're talking about like our specs, how to know when somebody's our spec, how to know when they're into us and all of that. Has it ever happened to you where you meet somebody, they're not your spec, but then maybe you start talking to them and then you are vibing with them to the point where they now become your spec and then they now fuck up and then you're just like, you that was even managing. Has that never happened to you before? Because it happened to me last year where I was talking to this guy. This guy slid into my DMs he's not typically my spec, like, at all. I mean, he's fine, I won't lie. But, like, just personality-wise and all of that, he wasn't really my spec. But then I started liking him, like, really, really liking him. Like, I used to tell all my friends about him, like, oh, my God, this guy. Then he just ghosted me for a while. Huh? And then he came back, and then he gave me one story, but... And I remember when he was giving me the story, and, like, when everything had scattered off, I just kept thinking to myself that... You that I didn't even want you in the... I was not angry. Like, that you were not my spec in the first place. I managed to find a way to just... And then you now come and fuck up. Like, has that ever happened to you before?
It has not happened to me before. But if it happens to me, men will stay your wife. Stay in it. Like, nah.
If it happens to you, what will you do?
I'll call you out.
You told the person that you were not, I was managing you.
Yes, because why would you ghost me and come and give me a flimsy excuse? I'm like, you that I do not like before that much, and you're now coming to mess up. Please get lost. Bye. Blocked. I don't even give you any room to reply. If you see me, pass the right.
Me, I find it hard to block people that I've had like an attachment with. This blocking thing that you said.
I don't.
Like, unless, like, I know that maybe you broke my heart. I've only blocked one, like, person that I genuinely, like, loved. And I just felt like the person did me dirty. That was why I blocked them. But since then, I don't know why. I just always find it, like, weird. Not weird. I just always feel very, like...
Feel like if I've been with anyone, like, attached to anyone, I feel like as it ends, we should come to... an amicable ground that we can still say hello and move on with our lives. If I block you, I'm going to unblock you later on.
Okay.
Because I feel like for that time, I need everything about you to just
Some space.
Yes,
I
just need everything about you to be extinct at that point. Because I've actually blocked one person before, but I unblocked him. The dirty they did me can never be washed.
Give us the gist now.
I don't... Because I'm going to post this thing and tell my friends that they should listen to this podcast so they will know who I'm talking about. But I don't mind because...
Drag them like Tiger Jen.
I don't care. So it was... We're in school, yeah. I was in uni. I was with this guy. This is why you should never go into situationships. And I feel like if you're the person's spec and they are ready, they will ask you out, please... Like, if they are ready and they like you a lot, they will make it clear to you. So I was in this situationship. I think I'm the queen of situationships. Now what I'm thinking
it's about. It's not my two twins again. Because me too, I feel like they're supposed to give us medal.
God forbid.
Lucky.
Never again. I'm wiser now. So we're in this situationship for 8 months. And yes... And when I got back to school, it was over, like, the summer break. So I was in internship. It was before the summer break then, like, throughout the summer break. So I went back to school, and it seemed like everybody knew that he had a new babe except me. So, and it was the friends of this new babe. Do you know the whole funny thing about this thing is that before this thing happened, we used to talk about this babe, not regularly, but whenever she comes up, maybe we see a picture or something like that. I'm like, do you talk to this babe? I'm like, no, I've never spoken. What do I want to be talking to her about? Men.
So he was lying to you, basically.
Wait. It gets funnier. It gets crazier. So it was like, oh, I've never spoken to this babe. At that point, I actually never spoken to her. Mm-hmm. So there was, when summer now came, I posted a picture on Instagram and she commented on my picture, our wife. So that means they started talking, like, maybe... Wait, a month.
What kind of disgusting be? Why even like?
I still have.
You know that
I
almost
screenshotted this because she.
What kind of disgusting behavior? I'll say it again. I hate babes that do shit. Like, I hate it with so much passion because I feel like as a babe you should have sense more than guys. I'm sorry. I'm just of the opinion that women are supposed to be smarter than men.
Supporting
why are you
men?
Coming
like,
under
actually,
a picture
actually.
Of somebody that you know you are messing with her man and you are saying our wife? What kind of disgusting behavior is that?
No, she wasn't messing with him yet. Hold on. It gets crazy, actually. So she was like, our wife. I was not like, our wife, Bawo. Who is your brother that meets? So I just ignored it. I just put like a heart emoji there. I ignored it. Then all of a sudden, you know all these crack CV, Pulse TV, when they say, tag your husband doing kiniko kiniko, she will tag him. So as per tag your husband doing blah 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 blah, she will tag him.
Scream.
And I'll see it because they're all my friends.
Screaming.
I was like, ah, who is whose husband? I don't understand. Tag your boyfriend doing something like this. You get all those kind of funny jokes. Yeah. That she will tag him. So I told my best friend at that time, she was like, eh, I should be liking the comments so that they will know that I'm seeing.
So that
they
know that you know.
Yeah. So I was not liking the comments. She now said that it's not enough, that I should go, like, because we used to see regularly sometimes, come and pick me after work because I was in internship at that time. So we used to see regularly. She now said, I should ask him what's up with them. So I now asked him, like, particularly I now asked him that, what's up with, I always see her tag, you're like, he doesn't know that he just started talking to her recently, that he doesn't know what's up and everything. I was not like, oh, so what do you guys talk about? It's not like nothing, but she's leaving school because she was leaving the uni.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh, but she's leaving school, so she's telling me her issues, blah, blah, blah. I was not like, oh, that okay. Well, I mean, tell me why we got to school and everybody thought they were dating. So she has this gang of friends. You know when you have like a gang of crazy girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and before, I used to say hi to them, but I was like, if you don't say hi to me, why am I saying hi to you? So now I look like I'm the one begging to be your friend or something like that. So I just used to, when if you say hi to me, I greet you back. I respect myself.
Yeah.
So when we got to school, they were all looking at me weird. Like, I did something to their friend or something.
Obviously now, because they are trying
to intimidate me.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, oh, I stole their friend's boo or something like that. So I went to meet him. I was like, what's up? What's this gist I'm hearing? It was not like, his brother always told him that you have to watch women. And I said, he now said, but it's not as if he has been watching me for the past 8 months too. I just looked at him because that time, that Azomta can never come back again. I just looked at him and said, okay. Okay, I was like, it's not as if he has been watching me for the past 8 months that he doesn't want to ask me. I was not like, oh, so this is not a relationship.
I'm screaming. So you yourself, you fully thought that you were in a relationship with this cow.
Because he called me my babe, this, that. So he was now like,
honestly, yeah.
This is not a relationship, blah, 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 blah. But it's not like he's telling me that it's going to take him 8 months to ask me out.
If it's taking you 8 months to ask somebody out, Meji, so is a problem.
We've been doing relationship things, follow me.
Bro, by 3 months. 3 months is even much. 3 months, let's say max 3 months, you should know that, okay, this is somebody that I want to commit to. How will you be talking to somebody and be doing relationship things for 8 months? And you're not asking the person.
Do you know the annoying thing?
Are you
mad? I'll use my own money that my daddy gave me to buy lunch. If I'm going to this place like this, I'll buy lunch.
This conversation is getting me heated because
I don't even like thinking about it because I'm like, ah, girl, you're so foolish. Sometimes, how can you be this foolish?
Never again, Sha. Because never again.
After that whole period, that thing, her friends were giving me attitude, blah, blah, blah. It was crazy. Then I stopped talking to him. The day before my birthday, he was like, Zomta, nothing is happening between both of us. Check the text message. See, now I regret not reading that message. He's like, check. She wrote a long epistle. She was apologizing. Check it. I was like, I don't want to see.
Do they think you're a clown? Did they see paint on your face?
I said, I don't want to see. He was like, seriously, nothing's happening between us, blah, blah, blah. I just said, see, if this is a triangle, I don't want to be in it. Count me. And that time, I wrote everything I wanted to say on my phone, on my notes. I wrote it down. The only thing I could remember when I saw him was, if this is a triangle, I don't want to be in it.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. I think the moral of the story is that there are people that would act as if they are into you.
Yes.
Like, they would do everything.
Like, you're their spec.
Yeah, their spec and everything. But they will still do you dirty.
Uh-huh.
So I think at the end of the day, you just have to find that one person that is into you.
I want to show you
it's
off.
Very possible for somebody to want to, rather, somebody to be into you and not want to be with you.
Yes.
For example, completely. There was this guy that was like, on my case, I think this was last... I'm worried. Things have happened. Maybe like last year or 2 years ago. I can't even remember. But there was this guy I started talking to. He slid into my DMs. I checked his Insta. I automatically knew that it was not going to work.
Uh-huh.
He's fine, no? He's tall. He fits like some of my spec boxes here. But I just knew that... And me, I won't like... Sometimes I like bad boys. I like boys that have like an edge to them. Yeah. He didn't have that at all. So that automatically automatically put me in a space where I was like, yeah, this is not going to work mm-hmm. out. So, but I still kept talking to him because I'm like, physically, he was hot. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So we were talking, we were vibing, we were texting and everything. And I won't lie, I was actually wicked to this boy because I would go out on, I went out like on a few dates with him. I would make him drive all the way to my house.
Pick you up.
We'll talk, we'll vibe, we'll do stuff. And then it got to a point where I think he just got tired because he could tell. Sense that like this babe does not want anything just serious. Wasting my time. So he would have like fights with me. It's so bad that you know when you're in the car with like a guy that like maybe you are talking to or whatever. I know how obviously they are driving. They want to be like touching and stuff. Maybe they are touching your thigh. Every time he touched me, I would cringe. I'll be like, oh my God. In my head, I'll be like, please remove your hand. Please remove your hand. I don't know if I'm able to tell you. I'll be fake smiling. They're like, I hated you. But physically, like I was attracted to him. Like, but all those little things that you want to do with somebody that you're into, maybe they are touching your hair. They are touching. I used to hate it. So the only time I could stand it was when maybe stuff is going on, but that we're in the car normally, we're going somewhere. I don't know why you're touching my leg or
we fucking for real. I used to do somehow.
So it's very, very, very possible for somebody to be into you, maybe sexually or in another way.
Yes,
but like anything else, I'm sorry. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with you. Last, I just admitted that I was wicked to that boy. Do you know that? Because when he called me out on my BS and I couldn't even lie.
Defend yourself.
I just said sorry because I didn't know what else to say because this life.
Facts.
I've collected my own. So somebody has treated me like that before too.
So you too.
So I'm sorry. You are just the contestant for now. But yeah, so it's very possible to like be into somebody sexually, but not be into them like intimately enough to want to date them.
And that's the sad part, actually.
But why is it sad though? Because at the end of the day, everybody has a spec. Everybody has preferences. Everybody knows. I think it's only sad when you treat the person badly. Honestly. No,
why I said that's the sad part is because imagine this person checking half of your boxes and you really thought that I was going to check the rest. Like, we can't even work out. I beg.
Yeah, you know stuff, but like only if.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that's like the sad part.
Yeah, I think so. Omo, this life you just have to find the person that is for you.
To be honest.
But then again, I'll say, don't. You know what? I always like to play not devil's advocate, but I just always like to think on the left side of things. Sometimes, I feel like it's okay to be adventurous with people that you are not into, just for fun. And when I say I just feel like sometimes don't be closed off. Just because, like, you meet somebody mm-hmm. and maybe they're not, like, what your go-to, like,
spec
in your head.
Oh, yeah.
Don't now say you're not going out.
Because it doesn't tick
like,
any
go out
boxes.
With them. Have fun. Like, mm-hmm. get to actively know them.
Yeah.
Do you get? They might even make you realize something that you like in people. No, don't come and change my spec, please. I know what I want in this life.
But really, if you see someone that is the opposite of your spec and you give the person a chance, it's possible.
Yeah,
they might not change your spec, they might change your spec for them.
Yeah, but you know what? This thing is funny because it just occurred to me that I've low-key kind of dated, not officially, but I've dated somebody that was in my spec height-wise. And he was an amazing person. Like, he was a fine boy. He was even light-skinned. Like, he was fine. He was sweet. He used to do the absolute most, but I used to love him for it. And now that I think about it, the height wasn't really a problem. It was almost as if I didn't see.
Yes. The other attributes would come out.
Even when he would make jokes about it, like, oh, I'm too short for you or something like that. To me, I just look at him like, I don't care. But then when the likeness started to fade,
you could see.
I was just like,
Who believes? Who are you?
But no, I mean, at the end of the day, just, you're not always going to be your spec.
Yeah.
And you need to accept that that's okay. Just know in your mind that, yes, I'm a hot cake.
Like
but
now,
as I'm a hot cake, not everybody's going to like me.
I'm a hot cake, but my spec is Damson Idris now. How you want to see me?
Do you see who Damson is with? That was he like
Miss Lori.
Why is he going? Why do you think everybody is doing like this?
I'm trending and I don't know
that
why.
That thing is stuck in my head. Oh, my
every
days.
Minute.
Every time I hear that song.
And it looks like that my popular dancer.
That your stupid dancer be. I know, but you're crushing on Damson Idris right now.
Wait, who has Lori actually been with her.
I love that girl so much. Oh my God.
Remember,
I love the fact that she's just going about life doing her. Like, she's not even... And she has said this before. Like, if you're not giving her what she wants, and you're treating her less. And I don't see a problem with that, though. I feel like most women don't... We just don't have the audacity to do the same thing. Yes. Especially in this African setting.
And they will judge you.
They will see the way they are judging her now. I still don't understand why people drag
her. Why are you dragging her? Because she's moving on with her life.
Exactly.
And she's moving on with someone
hotter. Just has standards. And if you're not meeting her standards, she's moving on to somebody that can.
Exactly.
I don't see the problem. Which is why people settle. Because, anyway, I don't even think Gloria Harvey will settle for someone that is not a spec. I don't think she
never.
Will. And I don't think anybody should. But at the same time, don't be too close-minded. Because it's life, you have to have fun.
Your spec can change.
Like, allow yourself to be adventurous to a point. Not to the point where you're stupid, and you're just doing rubbish.
Yeah,
but
true.
But
that.
Yeah, so do you want to leave people with any advice or anything when it comes to specs and knowing when somebody is into you versus when they're just clearly not into you?
Please, all I'm saying is do better for yourself.
Yep.
Don't sleep there. If he don't like you, if he's not showing you that affection, vamos, clean your slippers and exit the door. Don't sleep there.
They should exit the what? The door. The door.
Yeah.
Okay. Exit the door.
Don't sleep there. Oh. He's fine. He's not giving you attention.
Let it go.
Just please. And don't enter any situationship. I beg you.
It's like you're very anti-situationship. I actually don't. Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. I don't blame you. But yeah, that's what you told people.
Yes.
So like my friend said, guys, exit the door.
The door.
I agree with you 100%. Just find who is for you and don't go around hurting people. Please.
Yes, please.
And thank you.
You are a human being. The only one thing you have to do is to be kind.
At the end of the day.
Hello.
So yeah, guys, that's it from us today. All love and lots. Did you have fun?
Yes, I did. Thank you for having me. These chairs are so comfortable.
We're going to have you again.
Love it.
Guys, thank you for listening and thank you for watching Love and Lost in Lagos. Catch you on the next one. And don't forget to follow us everywhere at Chats and Banter. Follow us, subscribe, comment, share, like. It's free. Don't be stingy this life with content, with premium content.
I agree.
Please, guys, do the needful. We love you. Catch you next time.